Welcome to Big Funny Head Audio Extra. Rick recently had an opportunity to go to the first annual Boulder Sour Beer Fest. This is one of the few, very, very few, sour beer festivals in the United States. So give a listen.
Okay, I'm here with CB, and this is the Avery Inaugural Sour Beer Festival.
The Inaugural Boulder Sour Fest. That's it.
All right, and tell me about it. We were talking the numbers, number of breweries.
As far as number of breweries, I don't have an exact number, but we're in the 30-plus range of number of different breweries, ranging as far away as Allagash Brewing in Maine, Portland, Maine, all the way down to San Diego, California. We got some Pacific Northwest breweries. Elysian, Deschutes are here. We got some Midwestern representation with Two Brothers out of Chicago. We got Jackie O's Brew Pub out of Athens, Ohio. We've got some pretty good representation from all over the country.
Nice, nice. And You said about 64 beers?
64 beers. We have 55 on draft today, and we have 9 beers in bottle only.
Okay, so as far as I know, this is one of the few sour beer festivals that's been held in the country. I
mean, to our knowledge, it's one of three. Okay. There's a Stone sour beer festival that went on this past summer, and there's one other. So this is really the only one in the Rocky Mountain region, and it's so far today it's come together as we planned it.
Okay. So I got tickets. It was online, and you know they were hard to get tickets, and then you had an opening for another batch.
We did have an opening for a few more tickets to be sold. Essentially, the response to this festival has been on the same on the brewery side as it has been on the fan side. So that is to say, we were just blown away by the number of breweries that were interested in donating beers and the number of breweries that actually had sour beers that we didn't even know about or didn't know existed. You know, there's a lot of breweries out there that are experimenting or just doing really small batch stuff with sours. And they all came forward very enthusiastically to donate some beer. At the same time, they didn't have a lot of beer to donate due to the nature of sour ales, the way they're made.
Right.
And on the fan side, there's a lot of people out there who really, really like sour beers. So unfortunately, even though we did have big brewery response and big fan response, the way the sour ale manufacturing works, if you want to put it that way, they're just made in very, very small batches.
Right, exactly.
Breweries don't have a lot of those beers to donate, and so there's not a lot of beer to go around for a fest like this. So,
was that the limiting factor, the number of beers?
The number of beers was the biggest limiting factor for sure. This is the inaugural fest. We're doing it here for the first time at Avery Brewing Company, and we weren't sure exactly how many people we could fit comfortably in our space. Mm-hmm. So it was a combination of the size of the space that we had to work with and the number of beers and the quantity of beer that we had to tap today.
Okay, unrelated topic. I saw that the Strong Ale Festival is going to be here instead of Harpo's next year.
Yes.
Or this year.
I believe it's April 30th and May 1st is going to be the 8th annual Boulder Strong Ale Festival. And it is a change of venue this year. For the last 7 years, since 2002, it's been at Harpo's in Boulder. Which is a very good
sports
bar, a whole lot of taps, and it's been a great
place.
Got
real crowded, though.
Got very, very crowded. And so the idea behind the Sour Fest and behind changing the venue of the Strong Ale Festival to Avery Brewing here is basically to free up a whole lot more space, make it more conducive to a larger crowd, and just give people some more space to breathe, some more breathing room, that sort of thing, to move around. We've been pretty pleased with the way things have gone today, to be honest. We did have close to 450 people here today at the Sour Fest, and I think the general consensus is that there was plenty of room, there wasn't any lines.
Two thumbs up.
Significant
for me.
Lines.
I mean, it was fantastic.
Good, appreciate it.
And the number of tickets was perfect.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, a lot of people have excess tickets and doing very well. I thought at first that 20 tickets would be a little restrictive, but you know, 20 sour beers is a lot of beers.
Well, it's different on paper than it is in reality. You get out there and you actually realize sour beers are incredibly distinctive beers, incredibly flavorful beers, but they're also sour and they'll do a number on your stomach if you have much more than 40 ounces worth, which is what we allotted for each person. So
exactly.
All around, I think we're really, really happy with the way things have gone today, and from what people have told me, they're having the same exact response.
So I've noticed a lot of brewing notables wandering around. Adam Avery's here, and Peter Bukert was here from New Belgium.
Peter Bukert, Kim Jordan from New Belgium was here. We have a couple of fellas from Lost Abbey. Their head brewer and their production manager are both out here. Will Myers of Cambridge Brewing Company is out here, all the way from Cambridge, Massachusetts, outside of Boston. Really great guy, nice guy. Brought some excellent beers out with him, too. Brad from Jackie O's came out from Athens, Ohio. I think brewers from all over the country, really.
So Lost Abbey was sold out early.
The beers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Gone.
The beers went pretty fast. The cool thing about today was that, you know, if you're at the Great American Beer Festival, wonderful festival, not to knock at all, but there are certain breweries there that command very, very large lines.
Brian,
anyone who's been generally knows which breweries those are, and you know, you've always got to wait about 4 or 5 minutes in line to grab those beers. And the cool thing that I thought about today was that there were so many fun beers here, and so many of the same style of beers that your average fan who walked in the door, everyone wasn't going sprinting for the exact same beer. It was actually, there were so many different fun beers on that everyone was going for that that there wasn't a line at all for any one beer.
Berliner Weiss, so I did the four Berliner Weiss
exactly.
Representations here, and they're all very good. So
yeah.
Are you guys doing this again? Going to continue?
My sources tell me yes.
Okay,
judging by the reaction and the way today's event has gone off without a hitch, we're just really, really stoked about everything. Stoked with the response from the breweries, the fans, the beers, the crowd, the way everyone behaved was just a model beer fest in my mind. So we're looking forward already to the second annual Boulder Sour Fest.
Great. Okay, and we'll see you at the Strong Ale Festival.
Cool, sounds good.
Thanks, CB.